This is the Grow My Clinic podcast by Clinic Mastery, where we help you deliver amazing client experiences to grow your clinic.
Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Clinic podcast. My name is Ben Lynch. Today, we're going to be talking about leadership and a specific component of leadership, which is communication. Granted, there's a whole host of things we could go into around communication that we could speak about for weeks or months, probably even years. We're just going to cover five key foundations here that have been really useful when you are talking. I know there's a listening part in communication, and if we even wanted to, we could go real meta and strategic about the thinking behind negotiating, discussing, maybe some of the words and influencing actions that you could take when you're speaking with a team member, a supplier, business partner, or client. But today, we're just going to cover five key foundations. One of my great mentors and teachers, his name is Vin Zhang. He is a speaker, an international speaker. He's been a good friend and mentor of mine for many years and has helped my communication, I think, evolve. And it's been really powerful to see some other people in the community use these foundations right away and get immediate changes in their ability to influence change. As a clinic owner, if you have a team or if you don't, maybe one day you will, your primary skill as a leader is your ability to create change. And the number one thing you need to do below that is communication. If you can't communicate the ideas, concepts that are in your head, if you can't inspire people or connect them on a path, get them on board, then you're going to face a lot of resistance. You probably have or maybe are experiencing that. I often say tongue in cheek, how easy would business be if your team just got on board and did things? Truthfully. One of the things that we can control is our ability to communicate. And our ability to communicate will directly alter our ability to influence change on a personal level. So let's run through these five core foundations that perhaps you could use one or more of them today. Maybe pick one at the end of this, and I want you to use it today. So the first one is your rate of speech. Basically, how quickly do you want to be able to talk, or how slow do you want to talk, whether you're trying to make a point or get to the point. So your rate of speech, pretty self-explanatory. How quickly do you want to talk? We can vary that, and by varying that, what we are able to do is we're able to change the engagement. So rate of speech is number one. Number two is your pitch or melody. So this is where perhaps you want to speak a little bit low and get a little bit higher if you're trying to make a point or convey some form of engagement in your message. Now, some of these might be a little bit theatrical for you right now, and you might think, well, can't do that just yet, but play with me for a moment. Lean in. So there's rate, how quick or fast you want to speak. There's pitch, which is higher, lower. The pitch. Often, we kind of hover around the same sort of pitch and tonality, which is the third one, tone. Tone is much more about feeling the words you are saying. If you're really, really, really angry, then you would express it like that rather than saying, I'm really, really, really angry. I use that as a stark contrast, bit of chalk and cheese for you to get the point there. But often people just speak at the same pitch and tone. They don't really convey any feeling in what they're saying. And combine that with the same rate all the time, then the thing doesn't actually get through. So rate of speech, how quick or slow, the pitch or the melody of how you're speaking, and the tone, if you really want to feel it, are three very key things. The next one, of course, is actually volume. Yes. It's about whether you speak really loudly or whether you start to use your inside voice just quietly to convey something. Volume is where you can really command attention. You just think if you've got kids like me, you might want to raise your volume if you're trying to make a point. Or you might want to speak really softly because you're in a cafe and everyone's looking at you. So volume there is a really great one. Again, if you are raising and lowering your volume, you can really make a point sink into people. And then we come to the fifth one, pauses. How well can a pause make a difference for what you're trying to say? The rightly timed pause can make a huge difference. In fact, if you get it right, what it can do is it can make the point sink in. So we have rate, we have pitch, we have tone, we have volume, and we have pauses. Now, they're the five. I've been a bit theatrical for you here. I've just been at a communication course where we were in a theater. We were having to act this stuff out. Communication is something that I love, love, love. I'm fascinated by it. Granted, I'm a student. I'm not always getting it right, but I've noticed tremendous changes in the people around me and within the broader Clinic Mastery community of clinic owners who have been mindful, more deliberate, more purposeful, intentional with their communication with their team, and it's cut through and made a difference. So at the end of the day, if you're a more effective leader, your team is going to be more engaged, more aligned with the direction of the business, and you're going to be able to influence them in a positive way, not a manipulative way, because that's another set of techniques and strategies that don't really fly around here. But at the end of the day, your communication is influencing people to do something. So those five things, my challenge for you right now is to pick one, just one, and play with it a little bit today in your communication with a patient, in your communication with your team. Or maybe you've got a long commute into work and you've got time. Instead of belting out a song, you can rehearse perhaps the message that you're going to bring to your team meeting or your one-on-one meeting. Perhaps you've got a hard conversation to be had this coming week and you want to be purposeful about how you go about presenting it. Use these five foundations to give you a framework for how you could deliver it differently. My friends, have a sensational day, and we will see you on the next episode of the podcast.
This is the Grow My Clinic podcast by Clinic Mastery, where we help you deliver amazing client experiences to grow your clinic.